9B.
Mobile.
Sat November Charlie 9 Victor, go ahead. K4WCO.
K4WCM, it is. And November Charlie 9 Victor. Good afternoon, sir. Hope you're enjoying the day and had a great Easter weekend.
Good afternoon to you. Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. I'm up here in the northern part of Pickens County, close to Table Rock. And mobile, headed towards Pickens. Got a few errands to run and got to get a little bit of lunch there. And the last letter in the call is Lima, not Mike. I know I get a little sloppy, like a lot of us, with our calls. So, anyway, beautiful day. Hope you had a good Easter as well.
Did. Had a great weekend. Had a great day. Just got off work early. I'm going to head over to the tax office. You're in the good area. I'd rather be over in the area you're in than where I'm going. Gonna pay my Greenville County tax on my boat, so I get another sticker and maybe use my boat for another year if they're kind enough to me, I guess. But so that was you haven't given me a call yet. I am bad on calls, by the way. Just so you know that my name is Leon. That's Noel spelled backwards.
Very good. I never realized Leon was Noel spelled backwards. I'm wondering if maybe you were born around Christmas time, and since you weren't of the fairer sex, they named you Leon instead of Noel. Maybe that's the story. If it's not, hey, you know, you could always make it up and start a new tradition there. Yeah, very good. I'm going to the tax office. I did that last week. I just registered a new vehicle up here. I guess I'm used to be a part-time resident. Been a part-time resident here in Pickens County for 11 years. But wife and I retired 2 weeks ago, and we're making our way towards becoming full-time residents. We did live in Georgia, the Metro Atlanta area. So I got my truck registered up here. I have several other vehicles up here that already were registered in South Carolina. And one of my errands in town today is to get a South Carolina driver's license, mainly so I can go over to the tax office and finally get a homestead exemption on my property taxes.
That was kind of funny about that. You do need to have that if you want that exemption. You save a little bit of money there. And, I'm not sure that thing's taking me to the right location. Probably should have looked at it a little bit closer before I decided to follow the GPS. Oh, I haven't been downtown Greenville that much. I'm not that familiar with the tax office and where it's at. I bet you take like 385 to the end and keep on going straight or something like that.
Sounds like it's over there near Bon Secoy Wellness Center, or the Well, as the locals call it. All right, very good. Dealing with Pickens County government is very easy. Tax office, never busy. The driver's license and tag office is usually not terribly busy, so this shouldn't be a half a day ordeal there. So do you live over in Greenville County? I guess if you're getting your boat registered or paying the tag there, I guess you live in Greenville County somewhere.
Yes, and I used his address to register it. I actually live in North Carolina, up in Hendersonville. And I spoke to you a long time ago, John. I don't know if you remember or not. My old call sign was KD4IOX. And I spoke to you a long, I don't know, not been a year ago, close to it. It's been a while. But spoke to you before, and I'm glad you're a permanent resident now. Welcome to the area. You'll love it. I don't miss a lot about Atlanta. I said maybe HRO.
You perks of living in Metro Atlanta is you have HRO. You know, if you need something in a hurry, you can always run down there. go down there quite a bit. Well, I used to. I've been in sales for 42 years, so when I was out on the road, I would stop by HRO quite a bit. As we got closer to retirement and COVID came in, I kind of reinvented myself, spent a lot more time working from home. I had a very mature customer base, which did not require weekly or even monthly visits to go see folks. I just took people to lunch and got pretty lazy there, I have to admit. But, you know, I maintained all the business I had, and that's ultimately the only goal I had. So we love it up here. We bought our place just down the road from Table Rock in 2014 and started coming up here every week there, Leon. That was 11 years ago, and we still maintained a come up to South Carolina every weekend. For 11 years we did that, unless it was like maybe Christmas or Mother's Day and we had something we had to do. But we basically have spent 3 days of our lives up here for 11 years now. So the shift over to permanent residency is not going to be too terrible for us. We still have the house in Georgia. We started the process last weekend of doing a little cleaning out. We got a lot more cleaning out to do, though, before we can get it on the market and get it sold.
It should take you time doing it. It's nice that you have the time frame where you can, you know, every week or so, bring a load up and get settled in and take things slowly, but it's not something I want to do anytime soon. I told the wife the last time we moved, I was not moving again. It is too much stuff that we have. I did not want to keep it, to be moving it around, if you know what I mean. It's the NC9B, by the way. And I have nixed the GPS and made it recalculate the route. I didn't like the route it was taking me, so I'm going to take this route, see what it does. I think I know where I'm going. But, yeah. Well, you have a good area there. I don't know how you ended up out there. Did you just pick that area because you really liked it? Or that's not on the beaten path, you know? Just had a realtor or somebody show it to you.
Really looking up in western North Carolina, up around Highlands, Cashiers, Lake Glenville. And a realtor showed us this place, and it was easy to get to from our home in Georgia. And the price was right, so we bought it. Leon, I'm at the dump here. Let me go ahead and say 7-3 to you. Good luck there at the tag office. Look forward to talking to you again. NC9V, 7-3 from K4WCL.
4WCL. Good talking to you again, John. And appreciate you riding along. Have a great day, and talk to you a little bit down the pike. NC9B.